Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 62 of Joshua, volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is The Critical Need for Individual Faith. Rick Warren said, "Faith in Jesus must be personal, but it cannot be private." Our text today is Joshua 24:31. Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, and had known all the work that the Lord did for Israel. Each person must make their own individual choice to serve God. No one can follow God for you. You are the only one who can put your personal faith in Jesus. While parents and grandparents can leave a legacy of lives sold out to Christ, you still must come to your own choice and commitment to have a personal relationship with Him. To understand the personal choices that Joshua and the people of Israel made concerning God, it's helpful to read the following verses together. Joshua 24:15. "And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua 24:31. "Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, and had known all the work that the Lord did for Israel." Judges 2:7. "And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great work that the Lord had done for Israel." Judges 2:10. "And all that generation also were gathered to their fathers, and there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work that He had done for Israel." Judges is the book of the Bible that follows directly after Joshua. So, between the last chapter of Joshua and the end of the second chapter of Judges, there arose a whole generation of people who didn't know God. In less than 70 verses of Scripture, there is a downward spiral from Joshua's great faith in God to a generation who didn't know God. How did their faith in God deteriorate so quickly? The generation mentioned in our scripture for today, Joshua 24:31, served God all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua. It's possible that they served God faithfully out of a personal relationship with God, but the next generation never chose to follow Him themselves. There's also another option. Perhaps this generation followed God out of religion and not a personal relationship. It's possible that they followed God simply because Joshua did, yet they never trusted in God with their own personal faith. I believe that this is a possibility. We all must make our own choices to follow God. We can't get to heaven on our mama's faith. The third generation that didn't know God might not have had a true example of a personal faith in God from the generation that preceded them. Applying the truths from Joshua 24 and Judges 2 to our lives as Christians, let's remember the following. While your faith in Jesus Christ cannot save someone else, it can lead them to make their own personal decision to follow Him. A personal relationship with Jesus requires a personal commitment to God. We are always one generation away from a world that doesn't know God. There is nothing more important than a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We must share Christ with the generations that come after us. Questions. Have you come to your own personal faith in Jesus Christ? Describe your moment of salvation when you made the personal choice to follow Jesus. How have other people influenced your own personal commitment to follow Jesus? In what ways does their example motivate your own personal faith in God? What are your thoughts on the quote that began today's devotion? Rick Warren said, "Faith in Jesus must be personal, but it cannot be private." How is the progression of Scripture in today's reading a sad testimony of a group of people who never made a personal choice to follow God? How are these verses of Scripture also a huge warning of how quickly a nation can forget God? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for allowing us to surrender our lives to you. I pray that we would continue to do that every day and commune with you so that we can say our relationship with you is strong. Let us not fear anything, but let us trust you with our futures. In Christ's name, amen.